Brilliance Audio presents Mischief and the Marquis by Sylvia Day, performed by Lulu Russell. For most men, spinsters were a breed of female to be avoided at all costs, and under any other circumstances, the Marquis of Fontaine would be in hearty agreement with that sentiment. But not in this circumstance, and not in regard to this particular spinster. The years have been kind to her, the Dowager Lady Fontaine said, peering out the window beside him. She is more beautiful than before, despite all that she has suffered. It pleases me to hear that, he murmured, his gaze locked on the willowy figure strolling through his rear garden. He wished he could see her face, but it was shielded from the sun by a wide-brim hat, and the distance from the second-floor window to where she stood made the cataloguing of finer details impossible. Lady Sophie Milton Riley had been barely a woman the last time they met, soft and sweet, with a penchant for mischief that had once goaded him to say, "Why can you never be serious?" To which she had replied, "Why can you never relax?" She seemed too serious now. She once traversed rooms with an elegant glide that forced him to stare and covet, but her present stride appeared to be confident, sure, and firmly grounded. "How long will they be visiting?" he asked. "Presently a fortnight, but this is the first occasion Lady Sophie has ventured away from home since the scandal. I cannot be certain they will stay the duration." Sophie had come with her grandmother, who was in collusion with his mother in this poorly veiled matchmaking scheme. The two women had been the best of friends for as long as he could remember. He was certain that in their minds, the joining of their progeny in marriage was absolute perfection. Once he had thought so too, back when he was a young lad, hopelessly infatuated with the vivacious Sophie. Her feelings for him had been nowhere near as amorous, however, and when she had come of age, it was Lord Langley who had won her favour and her promise to wed. "If you had not been so rude as to avoid their arrival," his mother said with undisguised chastisement, "you might have made her feel more welcome."
"You told me of their arrival only moments before the fact. It would have been far more appalling for me to greet them when I was mud-stained."
His mother could say nothing to that without admitting more than she wished to. The truth was, she had feared his refusal, and so had hidden her actions. He understood why she had resorted to subterfuge, but the precaution was unnecessary. Sophie was welcome here. He held no ill will toward her, and wished her nothing but happiness.